With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The Green New Deal is being discussed in Washington, D.C. It has a lot to do with emissions, but it would have an effect on agriculture and the food supply. The NCBA's Colin Woodall explains.
In essence, what it is trying to do is to eliminate greenhouse gases. Now, that has a huge impact on agriculture. It will also have a huge impact on the overall productivity of this country.
Andy tells us why ranchers in particular are affected.
This is a problem for all of us in the U.S. beef industry because we are square in the crosshairs. Matter of fact, in the original version of the talking points that went along with this Green New Deal, cattle were specifically called out. That is a problem because it's obvious that they are coming after us. And this is a holdover from what we have seen for about the past 15 to 16 years now.
And he has an action message for ranchers.
As producers, we need you to reach out to your member of Congress and make it very clear that the cattle business is not part of the problem. We are part of the solution. So that way they can step up and say that the Green New Deal is not the right solution for the United States.
According to Woodall, U.S. beef producers have already made a great deal of progress on environmental issues like climate change, such as producing the same amount of beef with 33% fewer cattle compared to 1977. Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.